The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here for the next hour. Lots of information, a variety of different topics this morning. And joining me this morning, Mr. Al Foreman. Good morning, Al.
Well, good morning, Janet. It's a pleasure to be with you. And I hope that people listening out there appreciate all this great information that you've been able to share with them all week. And, of course, for the ongoing months to follow. And I know that you have a lot planned and a lot to share. I have a question for you. Did you happen to get a chance to look at the website last night?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was trying to clean up my emails, and just with regard to people appreciating the information that they get here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, yes, indeed, I'm getting feedback from people, and they're inquiring when the store is going to open and having questions about different subjects that I discuss or we discuss. So, unfortunately, I didn't get to the website. So what's new on the website?
Well, at this particular point in time, people can visit the website and see what the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store is going to look like, because there are about 40 pictures posted on the website that show you the different lines of products that we're going to be carrying. And I think a lot of people that have shopped health food stores before will recognize the labels that they will see on the website. So this is just a preview of what is to come for the opening of Save-A-Lot, which will be announced on our show on Monday. So people, if you're interested in learning when Save-A-Lot will open its doors for business, you can tune in on Monday and get the day, God willing, that the store will open. So I look forward to that as well. And for the people that are not familiar with where Margate is, we are located in Margate on right off State Road 7. We're half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. If you look to the right, you'll see a very busy Spirit Halloween store, which is gearing up, I guess, for the last-minute push, starting because of Monday Halloween. And beyond that, you'll see this sign for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So it's a very easy location to find, very simple, very effective, and we're going to give you everyday low prices 52 weeks a year. The store hours at the store will be Monday to Friday, 9 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 6. We are closed on Sundays, and we will be closed all major holidays, which I believe are 7, in addition to two Jewish holidays, which are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And, Janet, the show with Dr. Slavin yesterday, I know you got a lot of good feedback on, and I'm sure that in the coming weeks we have a lot of superb guests that we will be speaking to, finding out more information about how they can improve their health. And right now I'm going to say goodbye, because we're going to be listening on the radio to what information you have to share with the listeners today. And let's remind our listeners during the course of the show to go to the website so they can get a preview of what the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be looking like when we open those doors, which you will be notified about on Monday for the opening day. So have a great day, Janet. Have a great weekend, and I will see you bright and early on Monday at the studio.
Okay, it sounds like a plan. I think people are getting really anxious. They've been hearing about this incredible Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and boy, we're in the final lap.
That is correct.
So bye-bye. You have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling in and giving our listeners an update. And I will be sending them to the website so they can see for themselves. Okay, so now you know. That was Mr. Al Foreman, and he is the founder of Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. And you can go to the website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. And not only will you see pictures of the continuing progress at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, but you'll be able to browse past radio shows because they are archived on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center site. So you want to see what's going on, and boy, that progress is being made. I was there, and it's amazing how hard the team is working and working with that goal to get the store open so you can begin saving a lot of money with all of your nutrition needs being met. Okay, so just before I need to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, I want to talk a little bit. Last week and the week before, we mentioned a little bit about the amendments that are on the ballots. And don't everybody groan that I'm going to talk politics, because I think we are all drowning in this year's political scene. But this has to do with the amendment that is on the ballot throughout the state of Florida, and it's the solar amendment. And prior to this, I had been giving an opinion from the Sierra Club with regard to the solar amendment one on the Florida ballot. And this one is, I can also add to that vote no on amendment one based on information from the League of Women Voters. There was a representative of the League of Women Voters discussing the amendment one regarding solar power here in the state of Florida. And the recommendation from the League of Women Voters was to vote no. And here's my statement with regard to the League of Women Voters. They generally don't necessarily have any specific party affiliation. They have a number of ways of analyzing different questions on the ballot, and their viewpoint is what is best for the state, what is best for the particular municipality, what is best for the country, without regard for the political affiliation. So their suggestion is it is very misleading how the amendment is written. And so here's a statement. It continues from the Sierra Club. And they have a little phrase that's one of my favorite phrases, and it's saying, "The wolf masquerading in sheep's clothing is the best way to describe misleading wording on Amendment 1 on the ballot. Don't be fooled. This is utility bankroll deception. It's a deception that aims to mislead voters with confusing language and false promises. Amendment 1 misleads Florida voters by promising rights and protections that Florida citizens already have." And that's a statement that was reiterated by the representative from the League of Women Voters. "Amendment 1 is funded by Florida's big utilities in order to protect their monopoly markets and limit customer-owned solar. Floridians already have the right to purchase or lease solar equipment and are already fully protected under Florida's existing consumer protection laws." And here's my little bit of information with regard to that last statement. Why do we need an amendment to Florida Constitution when we have consumer protection laws? Then Amendment 1 paves the way for barriers that would penalize solar customers. So here you are trying to do a good thing for the environment. You're trying to do a good thing for your pocketbook, and you have the potential to put in place barriers that would penalize you as a solar customer. Clean solar energy makes sense for the environment and for the consumer. And so we already are experiencing some sorts of changes in our environment, that, and it shows a need to reduce the contamination that's associated with burning fossil fuel. So the cost of solar energy has fallen more than 80% in the past 10 years. And Florida is ranked third in solar energy potential, but unfortunately we're 17th in solar power generated. So restrictions and unfair fees would make solar more expensive, limit the expansion of solar, and hurt consumers by denying a cost-effective way to lower your power bills. So what I'm suggesting is, if you want to do a little bit of research, you can go to SierraClub.org. You can go to League of Women Voters and see what is being said with regard to Amendment 1. And the idea is, vote no on Amendment 1. It has very misleading wording. And then just one little opinion, and it's my opinion. I don't have any information with regard to Sierra Club or League of Women Voters, but it's just my opinion with regard to constitutional amendment regarding marijuana. And I still have that same question. Why do we need constitutional amendments? Are our laws not being recognized here? And so number two, the constitutional amendment says, is regarding the use of marijuana for debilitating medical conditions. And I'm saying to vote no on this amendment, even though it does introduce a way to get medical marijuana into the hands of patients who need it. It is in the area of moving it toward a classification as a drug, and you would need to register. You would have government-regulated centers to produce and distribute the marijuana, and you would need identification cards. And so I'm saying it is moving that medical marijuana use into the category of drug. So after that last sentence, I'm off my political stump, and I'm going to say we're going to take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and when we come back, lots of information about things that could be making you sick and you don't realize it. So stay tuned for more. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be right back.
Stay current with all the newest natural nutrition treatment choices available at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening the end of November. Learn about the changes in your health that occur when you support health with the correct nutrition. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, opening soon. Come by and see the progress. Be amazed at the incredible savings. Exciting inventory at EDLP. That's everyday low prices to meet your every health need. All at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and what I'll be talking to you about is an article that was in the Health and Healing newsletter distributed by Dr. Julian Whitaker. Dr. Whitaker was a cardiologist, and over the years what he saw was those heroic surgeries that he was doing ultimately did not improve the quality of life or the longevity of his patients, that if those patients had mineral and nutrient deficiencies, then their recovery was not that positive. And so over the years, he has educated himself more and more and more about natural approaches, and he's been writing this newsletter for years and years and years. And this particular newsletter has an article about the problem with sugar. So if we want to talk about things that contribute to developing all manner of unfortunate illnesses, we might take a look at sugar. And so he starts the article with a craving for sweet foods was once a survival advantage, that it was a concentrated source of carbs that provided quick energy. And when it was not immediately used up in energy expenditure, what happened was it was converted to fat and it was stored for future energy. Now, 10,000 years ago, that might have been a very positive situation, storing that fat for future energy needs. However, we have a pretty steady supply of foods that are going to meet our energy needs. So we live in a situation that's very positive as far as being able to access good food. However, we are still dealing with this survival mechanism that has come along with our evolutionary processes, and unfortunately we're storing too much fat. And so we have all these commercials in front of us showing us foods, mostly high carb foods, mostly very, very quickly metabolized foods, sweet foods. And unfortunately, having that overabundance of those calories and a much lower energy expenditure, what's happening? Obesity. And so what I want to talk about today is a way to approach eating much less sugar and ways of being able to reduce your sugar craving. And I talk to people all the time, people who come to me for counseling sessions. They'll tell me about their diets, and they'll say, well, they have a really good diet. And I say, okay, well, you know, tell me what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they say, okay, well, I eat my fruits and vegetables. And I say, stop. Fruits and vegetables are not created equal. The sugar in the fruits makes them in a category that sets us up to crave sweet-tasting things. Vegetables, on the other hand, have a wide range of different fibers, minerals, vitamins, and create a much more substantial foundation for our diets. The fruits should be in the category of treats, maybe one, two, possibly three servings of fruit a day. And when I tell my clients that, they get so concerned that, well, what am I going to have for a snack? Well, you can have raw vegetables for a snack, cucumber spears, baby carrots, radishes, celery, and I can see you rolling your eyes, you know, well, I'd much rather have grapes, I'd much rather have apples and oranges and bananas. Well, you can still have those much smaller servings than you're accustomed to. And what is the benefit of that? What's the upside of that whole discussion? The upside is you will reduce your cravings for sweets, and you will begin to have a more refined palate developing, that refined palate going to guide you to more nourishing food choices, lower sugar content, and your energy is going to be stable and your cravings for sweets are going to be reduced. So you need to be paying attention to your energy expenditure and the number of calories taken in. But sugar is, and sugar from a variety of different sources. It's the sugar from fruit as well as the sugar from cookies and pastries and so on. So that sugar, when you're not active enough, is absolutely being converted to fat and being stored. Why do we have such a craving for sugar? Well, it has an effect on our brain chemistry. Sugar stimulates the release of dopamine in our brains. That neurotransmitter makes us feel calm, makes us feel soothed. It's comforting. It's a pleasure center. So in addition to sugar, there are other substances that have the potential to increase the production and release of dopamine. And so things like alcohol, nicotine, certain types of opioids. And we just love the sensation that we experience when we've taken some of those things in. And it leads us to seek out those substances again. And sugar is right there at the top of the list. Sugar is so readily available. Sugar, unfortunately, is in far too many things. So what I'm going to tell you to do is, wherever your loaf of bread might be in your house, you might go to that loaf of bread and find the list of ingredients, not the number of calories per slice, not how much fiber, none of that information. What I'm telling you to look at is the list of ingredients. And what you may very well find in that list of ingredients is dextrose, sucrose, an artificial sweetener, aspartame. There may be any number of sweeteners, and it could say corn syrup, it could say HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. Could say a lot of things, but you got sugar in your bread. That's why you love it so much. That's why you can't go more than 3 or 4 days without having a slice of bread. And unless you're doing some exercise after ingesting that bread, you have the body chemistry working to convert the sugars in that slice of bread into fat and being stored for future energy demands. Well, unfortunately, we never reach that energy deficit where we're beginning to break down that stored fat for energy. If you have blood work that is showing your triglycerides are high, what you might do is begin to address eliminating, step by step by step, eliminating the breads, rolls, crackers, all of those different substances, beginning to eliminate them from your diet and replenishing them because they have this sensation, give you a sensation of fullness. You need to replenish them with something that gives you a relatively similar sensation or you won't be satisfied. So you might think about hummus. And keep in mind, you don't have to use any one particular type of bean to make hummus. You can make any kind of bean into hummus, and you're going to add many different substances to that hummus. And again, how are you going to transfer that hummus into your mouth? Are you going to use chips? Are you going to use little crackers? No, you're going to use cucumber slices sliced on the diagonal. You're going to use carrot slices. You're going to use celery sticks. So many different ways to consume that hummus that is satisfying and doesn't raise your blood sugar chemistry, doesn't change your glucose level in such a way that you must burn off that sugar in order to have a minimal accumulation of fat. Okay, so What is happening when we overconsume the sugar? It's digested, and that digested sugar, glucose, goes into your bloodstream, and it creates the stimulation to your pancreas to release insulin. And the insulin is meant to be the little train that takes the glucose out of your blood and drives it into the cell. Once that glucose is in the cell, then the cell is running at top capacity. It's got all the energy it needs. You're fueling the cell. That's how it is meant to function. However, very, very often, unfortunately, we have so much sugar, glucose, circulating in our blood that the insulin doesn't necessarily maintain its efficiency. What also happens, and I'm certain that lots of people may have experienced this, when you have too much sugar, and you release a little bit of insulin, and then there's still a lot of sugar in your bloodstream, glucose in your bloodstream, then your pancreas goes into overdrive and creates a lot of insulin and releases that. And yes, it drops your blood sugar dramatically. And then what happens? Your blood sugar goes a little too low. What do you feel like when your blood sugar's low? Cranky? Headachy, hungry, maybe a little nauseous. Maybe you're barely able to keep your eyes open. So what's happening is that low blood sugar is driving you once again to look for something sweet to get that blood sugar level up again. And there you have the most vicious cycle. Unfortunately, you're on the beginning of that roller coaster. We're going to take a short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, I'll give you a little bit of information on finding the Save a Lot Nutrition Center and more to come about what you can do with regard to sugar and sugar substitutes, another big problem in our daily routines. Stay tuned, more to come.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That's where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait around for special sales. Every day of every week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Info at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
And welcome welcome back to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am speaking to you from Greenlands. I am at 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, about 2 miles north of Atlantic on the west side. And I will be doing nutrition counseling here at Greenlands from 11 to 2. I'm here every Friday doing that nutrition counseling. And so the number to call if you're interested in seeing me at Greenlands, Delray Beach, 561-921-4238. And that's what you need because it's by appointment here in Greenlands. And I'm talking this morning on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour about sugar. Before I get back to that discussion, keep in mind you can go to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center's website, SAV-A-LOT, nutritioncenters.com. And there are pictures posted on the website with lots of updated information about what you are going to see when you go to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I can tell you, it is jaw-dropping. It is unique. You will not find this anywhere. And you'll never find the prices like this anywhere as well. So, keeping in mind that sugar is a very big suppressor of your good health. It is an enhancer to inflammation. What do we hear over and over and over again about inflammation? It is one of the underlying issues associated with so many different diseases for which we go to see a physician, and the physician has the handy-dandy prescription pad out, and you wind up taking a prescription. Well, if it's your diet that's creating the inflammation that's leading to a diagnosis, maybe we need to work on your diet. So I was talking about sugar and, you know, all that sugar, if it's not used up, burning it up for energy, it's stored as glycogen, and that gets put on your hips and your belly, all through your body, it's stored. And instead, what you might want to do is take a look at where in your diet the sugar situation might be coming from. And as I said, with regard to your bread, lots of people have no idea that there is a sweetener in their bread. And so you would have to dramatically reduce the use of that bread or look for breads that don't have added sugars and sweeteners. When you have a craving for something sweet, maybe that's the time to use the fruit. And maybe that's the time to use a little bit of fruit and a little bit of nuts and seeds or a little bit of the hummus that I talked about. Those things are going to slow the process of delivering the sucrose to your bloodstream. Okay, I mentioned that if you're taking in too much sugar, that's raising your triglycerides. If you're eating too much pasta, rice, crackers, cereal, your triglycerides are going to go up. What goes up along with those triglycerides? Your LDL cholesterol. Why? Because your LDL cholesterol is produced in response to inflammation in your blood. In addition to that, people who have high uric acid levels in their bloodstream, yes, indeed, that's inflammatory process. There's a signal from your body that something's going wrong, and very likely it's going wrong because of what you have on a routine basis in your diet. What happens when we don't address this continuous flow of sugar in our diets? Insulin resistance. And that's when your cells no longer have the capacity to have functioning insulin receptor sites. And so once again, there's another picture of the highs and lows, uncontrollable ups and downs with your blood sugar level. So why do we want to pay attention to this? Inflammation in your blood vessels, circulatory disease. Circulatory disease makes your heart have to work harder. Circulatory disease and inflammation, contributing to dementia. There are even some research studies that say Alzheimer's can be described as diabetes of the brain. Cancer in your digestive organs. So if you have constantly high, low, unstable blood sugar chemistry and you have inflammation in your digestive system, the cover up being antacids and substances to attempt to reduce the inflammation. But what's going on? Too much sugar. So where do people go? What happens when, all right, we know that I have to get sugar out of my diet. I will go to those non-caloric sweeteners. Okay, so things like Splenda. And I know you've heard me say it time and time again. The Splenda is 3 molecules of chlorine and 1 molecule of sucrose. Not a good thing for your digestive system. And do you think you're going to stabilize your blood sugar chemistry by using that Splenda? No. The truth of the matter is the Splenda actually has a negative impact on your blood sugar chemistry. With that negative impact, you are still maintaining the blood sugar roller coaster that you're attempting so much to avoid. So, equal. Okay, I should mention also that if your prepared foods say sucralose, that's Splenda. That's the general ingredient that you are going to have in prepared foods. So it's really important to understand Splenda, putting it in your iced tea, in your drinks and so on, Splenda in your no sugar added sodas, Splenda in your prepared food is designated as sucralose. So the next one that you need to pay attention to is Equal, also known as aspartame. So when you're seeing sugar-free, very often the sodas that are designated sugar-free are going to be sweetened with aspartame. If you're using those little blue packets, what you're going to find is Equal aspartame. Sweet and low is saccharin. All of those contribute to an ongoing in up and down roller coaster with regard to your blood sugar chemistry. And I'll just give you a little bit of information about one of my clients on 3 different blood sugar lowering medications, and still his blood sugar was over 300. And we worked on his diet, and I finally determined that one of the things that he was doing was about 8 packets, those little yellow packets of Splenda every day. I said, just give me 1 week with no Splenda in your daily routine and your blood sugar will come down right where you want it. You will feel better. Your doctor will be happy and you will be able to maybe minimize or make changes with regard to the profile of pharmaceuticals that you're using. So incredibly important. And unfortunately, many people have in their minds that if they're using Splenda, no calories. If they're using Equal, no calories. If they're using Sweet and Low, no calories. Those sweeteners are not going to have a negative effect on their blood sugar. But that's not true. So if you're struggling with an out-of-control blood sugar roller coaster, take a look at the sugar substitutes that you might be using. Now, here's another reason why you don't want to be using those artificial sweeteners. Maybe you have inflammation in your digestive tract. Did you know that those artificial sweeteners can alter the gut bacteria? Did you know that in altering that gut bacteria, you create a chemistry in your lower digestive tract that favors pathogenic microorganisms? So the balance of gut bacteria that you're attempting to maintain unfortunately gets pushed away when you're using Splenda, NutraSweet, Equal, Sweet and Low. And you, where is the basis of how your immune system functions? It's in your gut. You must have that positive ratio of microorganisms. Without that positive ratio of microorganisms, you disable your immune system. This time of the year, I don't know about you, but I for sure want to keep my gut bacteria in a favorable ratio so that if I'm exposed to a virus, if I'm exposed to a bacteria, if I'm exposed to some kind of chemical, I want my body in tip-top condition in order to be able to metabolize and get that negative substance out of my body quickly. How do I do that? Beneficial bacteria in my gut. So you should be taking the probiotics. You should be taking really high quality digestive enzymes. And those digestive enzymes allowing proper utilization of all of the high quality nutrients that are in your diet, that is very, very helpful for maintaining your immune system, maintaining that gut bacteria, and minimizing inflammation. Remember that underlying inflammation always a contributing factor to developing diseases, all different types of diseases. So look to your diet. Make a fair analysis of your diet. How many things are in your diet that may very well contribute to an unbalanced blood sugar roller coaster? Make sure that you read the ingredients and that you stay away from high fructose corn syrup. Did you know that high fructose corn syrup, unfortunately, does not trigger the release of insulin? Consequently, it is number one, an inflammatory component in your blood chemistry. Number two, putting an extreme pressure on your liver to be able to break it down so that it does not interfere with functions of the cells. High fructose corn syrup is most likely genetically modified. Genetically modified organisms are not organisms that you want to have in your daily routine. You don't want to expose yourself every single day. The genetically modified organisms create a wide range of long-term negative occurrences with regard to your health. And think about what they do to the environment. Genetically modified crops require very high applications of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Where do you think those chemicals go? They go onto the crop. Where does the crop go? When you consume it, it goes into your body. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And when we come back, some information that may be a little disheartening, but keep in mind, I always offer options. So you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be right back.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the Savvy Health Food Shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
And welcome back. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and you can find out about all those changes, all that progress being made at 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. You're going to look for the Spirit Halloween store. That's in the PennDOT Center. And just behind the Spirit Halloween store, you'll see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And I will have my own office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So you'll be able to come in, sit down. We can review your blood work. We can review your health issues. We can review all manner of different testing that you have had. And the ability to take a look at all of those testing approaches will give us an insight in what you need to be working on. What are your priorities? And so you can go to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center website, sav-a-lot nutritioncenters.com. And as Mr. Al Foreman said earlier in the show, there are lots of pictures up there showing you what you can expect when you come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Telephone number, 754-307-1655. And go to the website. Take a look at what's going on. Okay. Now, I said I had a little bit of news that might not necessarily be so welcome. I'm talking about all the negatives associated with sugar. And one of the things that it works very, very well is stevia. So you get a very nice taste of sweetness, doesn't disturb your blood sugar chemistry, is a natural herbal source sweetener. And then what happens when I tell people about stevia? I don't like the taste. It has a funny taste. It doesn't taste so good to me. And so up until this point, one of the suggestions that I've been making is, all right, if you don't like the taste of the stevia, ideally, I tell people to very gradually begin adding a little bit of stevia to whatever other sweetener they might be using. So this week, 3/4 of your sweetener, 1/4 stevia. The next week, 1/2 of your sweetener, 1/2 of stevia. The week after that, 1/4 your sweetener, 3/4 of the stevia. And so very gradually, we are educating your palate with regard to experiencing a different taste. Sometimes people come back to me and they say, well, what about Truvia? I like the Truvia. Can I use the Truvia? And in general, I say that's a kind of reasonable way to begin, doing that, making that change. And then I educated myself about Truvia. Unfortunately, it's 95% genetically modified erythritol. If you don't know about erythritol, it's an important education process. You can Google it. What you will find out, it is made from genetically modified cornstarch. You can't break down erythritol very easily. Unfortunately, it comes along with a lot of potential side effects if you use too much of it. Like other sugar alcohols, too much of it can contribute to digestive disturbances. You might experience some diarrhea, stomach ache. In some cases, using the erythritol contributes to headaches. Unfortunately, it is absorbed in the small intestine. And so, once again, you see that it has the potential to disturb that gut microbiome, that microbiome that's so important to maintain the proper chemistry, because it affects the health all across the board. So you find the Truvia and erythritol very frequently, and other sugar alcohols in energy drinks. And some of those zero sugar energy bars, and what are sold as protein bars. And I urge people, if you have something that's tasting very sweet and you don't necessarily know what the sweetener is, pay really close attention and take a look and see if it is sweetened with erythritol. Keeping in mind also, the erythritol is a very negative substance, so you for sure don't want to let your dogs get near anything. If you have a dog like I have that will pretty much gobble up anything that he can get his paws on, that has a very dangerous effect for the digestive system of dogs and can make your dogs very, very, very sick. So keeping in mind that the erythritol is derived from genetically modified cornstarch, in the Truvia, the stevia is not necessarily that 100% natural plant-derived stevia, but rather a stevia derivative. If you want to use it as a transition from whatever your sweetener is to a more natural, less destabilizing sweetener, very important to think of it as a bridge, not necessarily something that you're going to be consuming all the time, not necessarily something that you're going to be consuming from here on out. It's just going to be used temporarily until you make the change to better sweeteners, and reducing the sweeteners in particular all across the board. Keeping in mind, I told you that the erythritol was genetically modified. It is being studied. I can't remember. I didn't write it down. I can't remember the university that's studying. I think it's might be Drew University in New Jersey, studying erythritol for use as an insecticide. It will stimulate your appetite. You're trying to make changes in your blood sugar chemistry that minimize that appetite stimulation and that craving for something sweet. So you want to take a look at high-quality stevia. Real stevia, not a combination of stevia with erythritol. Think about a little bit of raw local honey. Just a little bit. And what you're working toward is reducing the intensity of the sweetness in your foods. Have you learned about monk fruit? Monk fruit is Lohan Guo. Lohan Guo is very much an herbal source sweetener that's appropriate and not going to destabilize your blood sugar chemistry. So what you want to do, step by step by step by step is get away from erythritol and aspartame, associated with anxiety, associated with depression, memory lapses, fatigue, and even the development of fibromyalgia. So be so careful. And keeping in mind, why am I talking about the erythritol from GMO cornstarch? Because GMOs are associated with infertility, immune dysfunction, insulin dysregulation. So there are so many different reasons why you want to take a look at this whole situation with sugar and minimize your exposure to beet source sugars and artificial sweeteners. A little bit of cane sugar that is not processed, that's an option. And remember that I said a little bit. And you want to get away from Splenda, Equal, Sweet and Low, NutraSweet. And as I mentioned, consider the negatives associated with Truvia. 95% genetically modified erythritol and just a little bit of stevia derivative, not necessarily the all-natural stevia form that is something we're looking for because it doesn't disturb our blood sugar chemistry. And I think I'm out of time. It is come to that time where I'm saying goodbye. I'm saying have a really happy weekend. Get to work on balancing your blood sugar chemistry. Get to work on modifying your diet. Little steps, tiny little steps. And to all of my listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'll be back with Mr. Al Foreman on Monday at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.